This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, let's go. You guys are a real collection of doorknobs, you know that?
You know, we figured, we know how much you loved when Phil just kind of dropped his name in that one drop.
Yes.
So we said, what if we get happy birthday, Mike?
Mike, don't forget, take your vitamins, promo code Phil. All right.
Just wanted to let you know. We all love you here on.
Oh, yes. Rico, I want to start with a positive. We're going to get into the rivalry in a little bit. But can we, I want to ask a question, and I'm happy to get booed out of the room. Boo this man. Boo. If any of you guys or the listeners think this is out of line, that if I'm being a homer, that if I apparently work for Bally, please call me out, okay? But I want to sell you a positive pen. And that is the following. I think there are three legitimate candidates for MVP of the National Football League. And Jared Goff is one of them. Now, I want to give you the updated odds. And I want to completely disregard one human being. If you think it's wrong, Rico, throw the flag. Kenny, David, same thing. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Your leader in the clubhouse, who I am going to throw out in a controversial move, is Patrick Mahomes at plus 370. He has not played good football. I don't care how famous he is. I don't care if he's in the annoying ads with Andy Reid. Bundle Rooski. He's not the MVP of this league, nor will he be.
Well, actually, Mike, you know what? Just in the last 30 minutes, the odds have moved.
Okay, so he's plus 470 now.
Yes.
Lamar has moved to the pole position, I see.
Yes.
Live edits. This is good, though. Lamar Jackson, let's call it plus 200. It's an even number. It's easier than saying 195.
Yeah.
Okay? Josh Allen is plus 650. Jared Goff is plus 700. I am telling you, Lamar, Allen, or Goff should be the MVP. And that Jared Goff, remember, he's the only representative, guys, from the NFC. It's not going to be Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Saquon. It's not going to be Dak. It's not going to be Jordan Love. It's not going to be anyone with the Niners because they're all dead and injured. Guys, I want to know if you are willing to have a conversation about Jared Goff, a man who in the last 4 weeks has more touchdowns leading this offense, 18, than incompletions. 16, a man leading the league in completion percentage, a man destined for the better part of another 5,000-yard season, 4,500-yard season, and he's on the current number one seed in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, can we use the words Goff, MVP in the same sentence, or am I now working for Lions.com? Feel free to call me out. We start with the gentleman in the room.
TJ, is that you? No. When I was watching that game, I'm watching Jared Goff. And I said, Jared Goff may win the MVP. Now, at the time, I said Jared Goff will win the MVP. And then Lamar Jackson said, wait, hold my beer. Let me go out here. Five touchdowns. I'm like, ooh. it's a two-man race to me.
Okay.
Josh Allen is on the fringe. Now, maybe with the new wide receiver toy that he has, maybe he can jump back into the equation. He may be the one that deserves it the most because he has nothing in Buffalo. It's okay. Really just him. But I look at Lamar, and I look at Jared Goff, and to me, it's a collision course. Patrick Mahomes shows me that people don't watch football. Patrick Mahomes is awful this year. Team hasn't scored 30 points. I think he is the most picks of like all the quarterbacks. Like, he's awful. He should not be in here. It just shows me people are idiots. Lamar puts up the highlight. He's the human highlight reel. But Jared Goff is the model of consistency. When you come out and you're perfect, and in another game, you're damn near perfect, mm-hmm. and nothing bothers you. The Jared Goff moment to me, when I said he was going to win the MVP, they drop back. Vikings come with a blitz, and it's almost a strip sack. Goff shrugs it off, throws the ball down the field, never looks back, never's worried, never's pressured, nothing. I'm like, that's an MVP-type throw. That guy right there, Lions fans, you've been chanting Jared Goff for years. The NFL may be saying Jared Goff at the ceremonies this year.
And by the way, air yards, buddy. Air yards.
Oh,
lots of air yards. He's got a career high 9.37 air yards. You know that pleases me.
It does.
But guys, tell me, it's one thing to like your quarterback. It's another thing to be happy with him, think he can bring you a Super Bowl. It's another to talk about MVP of the National Football League. Jared Goff is leading the league in completion percentage at 73.6. That's obscene. Normally, 65-66%, you're elite. Mm-hmm. 73.6? I think Jared Goff, Josh Allen, and Lamar are your three MVP guys. And I have no problem fighting the fight saying Jared Goff should be the league MVP right now. So I want to know where you're at. 248-539-9797. And again, it's fluid. Month from now, maybe Jared has a rough month. Maybe somebody else gets hurt. It can all change. Here now, on Thursday, October 24th. Why can't I say Jared Goff's the league MVP?
Yeah.
I'm looking for voices of dissent here.
If you want your Jim Costa value, now is the time. I would definitely buy into Goff because I think it's only going to get better. This because he's carrying this team. And he also has that flashy play when he caught the touchdown pass. So
yes.
It's one of those where...
Mobile Goff season.
Well, not this weekend. Last week he had -4 yards. But we'll get to that later.
we're running the triple option next week. It's going to be amazing.
But when I watched this man, I said, hey, you know what, Detroit, for the first time ever, you have the best player in the NFL since Barry Sanders. That's how I feel about this.
That's how good he's playing.
Yeah.
And we're only, what, a little over, you know, it's a mathematical deal. You're called a third of the way through the season. I mean, guys, you're 5-1. I heard the morning show talk, and it was like a crime if you don't think this team's going 15-2. If you are the quarterback of a team who's gunning for the best record in the league with the best offense in the league, you're going to be in that discussion. I don't care if he's not sexy. I don't care if he's not Mobile Goff all the time. I don't care. I just get tired of finding reasons to not celebrate who the guy is versus look at the data.
Mm-hmm.
His numbers are ridiculous. I mean, he's pacing right now for a 5,000-yard season. He'll have the better part of 35 touchdowns. He will be doing it completing north of 70% of his passes. Do you know who that is? That's Drew Brees in his prime. Was Drew Brees considered an MVP-type guy?
Yeah.
So let's David, by the way, he's gone very quiet. He's very upset in there.
Well, he's Team Russ.
No, that's it.
He's Team Russ.
Are you mad we didn't say Mr. Dangerous?
No, I'm not upset at all. But I will just be honest. I will be honest. I understand what his stats are. But a little bit of my bias comes in with this discussion because his name is Jared Goff.
Are we like,
no,
still there?
I'm just telling you where I'm at.
It's fair.
Because when you hear Lamar, you're like, yeah. You hear Patrick Mahomes, you're like, yeah. And I'm just having a hard time with MVP and Jared Goff being in the same sentence. But when you look at his numbers, you look at his numbers, he's doing everything that an MVP candidate should be doing. He looks comfortable in the pocket. You said it, Rico. He's efficient. There's no happy feet. There's no nervousness back there.
David,
he's just doing what he needs to do.
He's a flat-out leader. He's a stud right now. He is. And you know what the problem is? It's the same reason that Lions fans had a hard time grasping the fact that, well, that's Sam Darnold over there. but it's Sam Darnold. You know what? Sam Darnold grew up. You know what happened? Little Jerry Goff, he grew up and became Jared Goff. And he's for real now. Okay? You may have known him back in the day, but right now, it's him and Lamar. They're going to be competing. Now, Lamar, you know, he's got Derrick Henry, and he's going to make more flashier plays. Goff is going to be more consistent. So it really depends on, you know, what you like about it. Like I said, anybody who's talking about Patrick Mahomes, you can just miss me. You don't watch football.
Now, that is the other side of what I said. Because of the bias I have of Jared Goff MVP, people are only putting Mahomes in there because of his name.
David, if Jared Goff had Mahomes' stats, our phone lines would be filled right now for Hendon Hooker. Okay? Let's just put it in perspective. If Jared Goff was playing the same way Mahomes is playing right now, people would be saying, it's time for Hendon Hooker. We need to make the switch in the bye week. That's what would have been said. 248-539-9797. Goff for MVP. Yeah. Detroit, you finally got one.
And look, I mean, I'm not telling you can pound your fist on the table. It's criminal if he doesn't win it. No, I'm not doing that. Lamar's had an incredible start to his season. I tip my cap. All I'm saying is, if I got the best candidate from the NFC and Lamar's the best from the AFC, I can say my guy's in it, and I can say I got a very good shot of getting it, staying in it, because I don't have anyone else I got to worry about in my conference rising up. For Lamar, if you want the numbers, 68.2, 1,800 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, 2 picks. And yes, you do have a rushing component. You do have some flash and dash. But you know what works against Lamar? He's already won the MVP multiply. I do think at a certain point, he's kind of capped out in this regard, because guess what he doesn't win? Playoff games.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that starts to weigh on people. He's already won it twice. You're going to hand it to him back to back? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah. And he's a fraction behind Goff on air yards at 9.9.
Yeah. Say that again. Yeah. 248-539-9797.
What about the rushing yards? They're close. Mobile Goff season, folks.
He's very
elusive.
Yes.
And selective. He just doesn't run, but when he does,
he chooses not
to unleash
that weapon.
People stop and watch.
That's right. So just let me live in that world for like one more day. We will get to rivalry week as well, but we wanted to start out with the Goff thing. Rico, hit him.
Mike, what are we doing?
We're doing Goff stuff.
No, be curious. What?
Oh. Dude, I haven't had the coffee yet. My
you
bad.
Know what, man?
Sorry.
You're a year older and you're starting to...
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
And no, I'm not hitting a breaking news sounder. We knew this weekend J-Mo was suspended, but, you know, the NFL got around to it on Thursday afternoon and officially suspended J-Mo. So you'll be without him against the Titans and without him in Lambeau against the Pack. We've already covered it backwards and forwards. We move forward. That's it. But you know what I mean? How silly. What were they waiting for, Rico?
That I did not know, because if you would have gone, I think if it hit Saturday or like 5 o'clock on Friday, correct, now you're going to get screwed if you're the Lions, because it was going to go and affect the Packers and the Texans game. So you needed it to come out as soon as possible. Everybody in the building knew, you know, Campbell's like, I can't talk about it, but we're moving on without him.
Yeah. I may have an answer on why it took a little bit. Ian Rappaport, Jameson Williams released a statement. So with his statement, Ian Rappaport says, Jameson Williams is dropping his appeal of his two-game suspension, paving the way for him to be out. Then he says, Williams had been facing a PED suspension the last several weeks. So it sounds like they knew about this weeks ago, and he was appealing and just dropped his appeal. So now it's official. That's what it sounds like in what I'm reading.
Hmm. I probably would have kept the appeal going until you played the Jags and Colts, but
possibly because in his appeal, in his
Rico
statement,
selectively appealing.
You know what? You're right. I'm going to take my punishment. We got the Jags and the Colts. We're good.
Nailed it.
Statement, he said, I don't take supplements. I don't take anything. I'm very cautious of what I put in my body. Then why are you dropping the appeal in my mind?
But here's No. Hold on. Time out. Can you read me a statement?
Yeah. This week, I was notified by the NFL that I have been suspended for violation of the performance-enhancing substances policy. The news came as a complete surprise that I am still trying to understand. I don't take supplements or vitamins, and I am overly cautious about even taking over-the-counter medicine. No time have I ever taken something in an attempt to cheat or look for an unfair advantage. Understand that I am responsible for everything that goes into my body, and I have to take accountability for this incident. And then he goes on to say he's apologizing to the city, the team, coaches, everything.
And I understand. Listen, any good PR company or public relations advisor will write a statement to make you sound innocent. But that sounds really good. It does. I don't know what he did. But I'm kind of with Rico, is that if you're that steadfast in your innocence, do you just roll with it and keep the appeal going? I don't know. Then it flies in the face of the comments he made the other day, which got out, which were, hey, I got to take this on the chin. I got to take my punishment. My answer is I don't know. And I think part of the thing is, and I've said this to all of you in this room and all of you in listener land, I don't care anymore. I don't. I think this team's good enough to win without him. Do I want him here? Of course I do. I think they're better with him. But I can't get bent out of shape about the 2-game suspension. It's the lowest level of PED. If the guy is putting a statement out that is that forceful, I did not do, X, Y, Z. It makes me feel like, all right, maybe was it a false positive? Is it just something where they can't even trace what that? I don't know.
See, I'm thinking if it's a false positive, test me again. Come on. When can you test me again? Because I know this isn't me. I know what I've put in my body. So, no. You keep appealing.
Yeah, Rico wins. I quit. Yeah, I'm back to the part of not caring. Right. I just don't care. All it does for me, we did it on Monday's show, straight up. It just takes him out of the pile of players I'm going to run to negotiate with early. I got you through the 26th season when I trigger your fifth-year option. Hope you enjoy your contract. That's all I'm giving you.
Yeah, to me, he goes under the classification. Man, it's always something with you. You're not a bad person, but it's always something.
Well, I like Dan Campbell's comments about it. He had worked his way back, and we thought we were on a good place, and now he fell down again, and the rope will still be there for him to climb back up and join us. I'm right there with him, but I'm not going to scream and yell about it. I don't have it in me. Let's go to Scotty, 97.1. Scott, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Just want to go back to the golf MVP conversation.
Absolutely.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mike. Hutch, and here's why. Hutch is in the middle of a defensive player of the year season and goes down for the count. Yet here we are still talking about what the Lions can do to save the year and win the Super Bowl. If Jared Goff goes down, there's not a single thing the Lions could do in this universe to win 8 games, let alone the Lombardi Trophy. And my MVP moment so far, if my memory serves correctly, is late in that Vikings game when he was nearly strip-sacked. He steps up, drills the throw, and the drive marches on. Goff for MVP, put it in the system.
Hey, David, there you go. People are catching on to the movement, huh? David, what's your comfort level with putting it in the system being attached to you?
You know what? Whatever. It is what it is. MVP and put it in a system all together.
Go to Josh, 97.1. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Hey,
Josh. What's up, pal?
So MVP, that 16 incompletions, 18 touchdowns, and what's the completion percentage? Like over 80%, right? Or
yes.
About that?
Yes, and 73.6 on the season. It's crazy.
I mean, it's 2 games. A lot of season to play, but I was out cleaning my yard, so I'm out of breath. I was having a thought. Whew, pardon me. Step into my time machine real quick. Not too long ago, we had Matt Stafford, remember? And he had all the talent in the world, it felt right. Week in, week out, he was in the pocket fighting for his life, getting sacked, all these fourth quarter heroics. And now doesn't it kind of feel like we have the opposite, except now we have a seemingly sustained success?
Yes. And I think it's a more, first of all, it's a way better team. It's a much better, more solidly built product. I can cop to that, even though I was never the biggest Stafford guy. But yes, I mean, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A more talented team. But I just, I think in general, it's kind of irrefutable.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The team is like, this model is just more sustainable.
It is.
And you operate in the confines of an offense and you make the defense beat you in coverage. And you protect your quarterback, and that's it.
Right, and you have a cerebral quarterback. I think Goff plays a smarter brand of football than Stafford. Stafford always had more moxie and always had more of the gunslinger and more of, oh, he's off platform. Look at that. Goff is structure and cerebral and intelligent, and it works. I mean, it's all there, man.
You know what the funny thing, Mike, is the fact that we're talking about Lamar and we're talking about Goff up for the MVP. It's the playmaker versus the game manager. Two best quarterbacks in the league right now. People always, oh, well, he's not. You know what? Goff shows you don't need to make the splashy plays.
May I offer you something?
Yeah.
A P1 of the show, also an employee of the station, the Birchie Kid, has reached out. By the way, Will, since you're listening, I love Boston College getting 7.5, hosting Louisville tomorrow night. Okay. On passes of 20-plus air yards, Goff doesn't throw the ball down the field. On passes over 20 yards, he is first in the National Football League in passer rating, 135.4. Second in completion percentage, per the Birchie Kid.
Well, you know what that is. He just throws a one-yard pass to Amon Ra, and he takes it the other 19.
He's no good when he's pressured. On passes under pressure, first in completion percentage, first in yards per attempt, fifth in QB rating, 95.4. And finally, from the Birchie Research Institute, and Will wrote an entire article about Jared Goff and the MVP. If you'd like to go read it, odyssey.com. Or is it 97 on the ticket? I don't know.
97 on the ticket.
I don't go to our website. Here's the point. When he has at least 2.5 seconds to throw. Remember I talked about my issue with the Lions and no pass rushes? They were giving Darnold 3.3 seconds. 2.5 is the gold standard for pass protection. If you give Goff at least 2.5 seconds, he is first in completion percentage, first in yards per attempt, first in passer rating. That's our MVP.
Yeah. And I just think that it's funny that it's him and Lamar, the two opposite, the extremes, like, the game manager versus the playmaker, mobile QB.
Goff's a playmaker. Hey, does Lamar have a touchdown reception?
Go ahead, hit the button, Mike.
Nope. I respect you more than that. That was more directed at like the Hendon Hooker crew when I do this.
Yeah, no, Lamar does not have a reception.
Didn't think
in
so.
The air.
Okay. Wait, what was that? Wait a second.
We've been busy.
Wait.
You want to play the other one, David?
No.
Do we have the remix?
Yeah. Let me pull it up real quick.
This is fabulous. We have a remix?
Yeah.
Yes! 100%. I'm glad this is what you guys do with your time while I'm in a meeting. Holy hell. Hey, have you ever considered a career in radio?
Hey, man. And then we came out with the birthday mix.
Oh, I know where you found Doug saying that. They spent like 3 hours talking about goldfish.
Goldfish crackers.
Now, yeah. Am I supposed to be offended by that as a white guy?
No.
I'm not.
I hope not.
Like, if you called
me
that.
We ran it past White Guy Institute, a.k.a. Kenny Cott.
Right, well, if you called me that, I would just think, oh, Rico's saying I'm doing something exceedingly white. Like, I have a sweater tied around my neck or something. Like,
you're Will Birchfield.
Essentially. Yeah. But, like, am I supposed to be angry at that term?
No. Well, no, it's funny because David walks up and is like, I had a question to ask you. Is this something we should do or not? I'm like, what are you asking me for? I go ask Kenny.
Like, it was like the woman in the booth. I didn't even say hi to him.
Right.
He said hello. I said, I got a question for you.
What's your opinion on
crackers?
X?
Is that...
I went to college for this, and this is where it ended up, huh?
Is that the equivalent of the N-word? I'm like, yeah, you need to talk to Kenny. Kenny, come over here.
I'm done. You know what?
Nope.
That's gonna do. Remind me, I should do even more meetings right before the show and then really get you guys going. Holy hell. I don't know. Is that
there's still more you haven't heard that we will get to.
From Doug?
Working on a, no, not from Doug. We've been working on a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Are we bumping back with something?
Women.
Oh, that one. I need more of that. That's funny. All right. We'll touch the table a little college football in about 8 minutes. We're going to knock out some more golf calls. We've given you some of the numbers. Great piece by Will Birchfield on the website about Goff's MVP candidacy. And I think it's legit. I just cannot take the Patrick Mahomes odds seriously. I think it's Goff, Lamar, and Josh Allen. And the numbers speak. Not to mention, Lamar doesn't have a touchdown catch. Let's go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's going on, buddy? And Scott. Guess not. We'll go over to Jay, 97.1. Jay, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, boys?
Good,
hey, Jay.
Sorry
what's
about
up?
That.
No, you're good.
Man, I think Jared Goff is definitely going to be MVP, and this is my reason. Our offense is spread out where the numbers, whether it's rushing numbers and receiving numbers, go amongst so many players. Lamar Jackson's going to have a guy that rushed for almost 2,000 yards this year. So I think that's going to take away from what people feel about him, along with him already having two MVPs. The only way Jared Goff don't win the Super Bowl is if we completely fall off with our record. But I think if we have a top two or three record in the league, he's definitely going to get it because he's go collected numbers for this offense.
Yes.
As opposed to anybody else. And as far as the Patrick Mahomes thing, I tell my friends all the time, and this comes to betting, so I know you'll understand this. Odds aren't based on who Vegas might think is going to win or lose. It's based on where they think they can get people to bet and lose their money. So they're going to keep Patrick Mahomes up there because they know it's more rounds that don't watch the sport that's willing to bet on him, whether he's playing good or not.
That's right. And you see, the books have done it with Michigan for years, Jay. I mean, hell, they had that's, again, I don't want to go down this road, but, like, Michigan was the worst team against the spread over the last 30 years. Why? Huge fan base, inflated numbers, and the book made money. Then they started cheating, and they only covered spreads. But, you know, no competitive advantage. The point I make is he's 100% right with the MVP thing. Now, here's where Goff could get clipped. He's got to get as close to 40 touchdowns as possible. 40's like a magical number. It pops off the page. It just looks right. He's going to need to go out in the, 12 remaining games. And I need him to get as close to 40 TDs as possible. Everything else, he's pacing right where he needs to be. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, because that means you've got command. That's going to mean that you're probably the best team in the NFC if you've scored that many times. Right. And you have multiple games of, three touchdowns. Maybe it's sprinkling in four or five a game.
That's right. I mean, look, he's on the cusp. The TDs are a little low. Lamar's already got 18. You're sitting at, 10? 11 if I count the touchdown reception.
Yes.
David, what do you got?
Even not being a Lions fan, you all talked me into it. Just put a couple shekels on Goff +700 for MVP. Tom in Flat Rock says, Jared is this offense. So, in fact, it is Goffense. He is the MVP.
You know, real quick, you know who has the most TD so far this season? He's halfway. He's at 18.
It's not Darnold.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker, wow.
Just looking at the stats. Wow. I'm sorry, David. Okay. Go ahead.
Lamar won't win for a while. Voters will want to see a singular playoff run before they give him a third MVP between Allen and Goff, in my opinion.
I'm with them, and I can't prove it, but I believe what he's selling. I don't think they're going to give Lamar another MVP without some playoff wins.
Well, someone else says it in a different way. I would say they will not give it to Lamar because of voter fatigue. They will, just like Embiid got it over Jokic, even though Jokic deserved it, voter fatigue is real.
Yeah, it's why Shaq got screwed by Steve Nash.
But see, I wonder if it's going to be voter fatigue. Now, if anything, maybe Derrick Henry takes away some votes for Lamar. But, I mean, he almost seems like a different type of quarterback where for years past, it was always, the splash plays, him scrambling, him doing things. He's just standing back there and throwing touchdown passes, which is you don't think Lamar when you think, you know, five TDs standing in the pocket.
No.
Goff has progressed beyond just being a game manager. He's making plays, crucial plays at that, to keep drives going or to win the game. That's a playmaker, not just a game manager.
He has also worked incredible on his speed. It is clear the speed training is working out, people. Slap a GPS on this guy. He's got to hit at least 11 miles an hour. Come on.
Okay.
Is he half of Tyreek? I think he's there.
That's the goal.
Mobile Goff season.
He's Tyreek's left leg.
Yes, he is a top candidate on my list. The crowd will be chanting at the Tennessee game, Jared Goff in MVP. David in a beer truck.
If the crowd sticks around, because it's going to be a blowout.
Mm. Yeah, I would say this is probably your best shot to get to a game if you've been looking at going, because the prices from here on out are going to be sky high. Mm. Green Bay, Buffalo, you know, the big time games. Buckle up. You know, Bears come to town. Vikings come to town. The Titans, this is probably your best shot. I'm not telling you it's a cheap date. I'm just telling you it's you're running short on games people won't want to be at, especially as the momentum of this locomotive picks up.
Right, and games where you probably have a plus 90% chance of winning. So
yes.
Yeah.
David.
A lot of people chiming in saying, yes, Cracker is fine. The best drop in 97 won the ticket history. Please keep playing it. Juan and Westland.
You get it, right?
Now he has to isolate himself because that's a drop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've said a lot of things are fine over the years.
You know what?
No. You didn't get it, did you?
I didn't.
I was like, he didn't. He read and didn't even get it.
Everybody's laughing. I'm just reading. Like, what?
We were listening intently. Go ahead.
That's going to be on the Friday.
Goff is just holding the MVP title until Max Crosby gets here. TJ getting your job. Okay.
Poor TJ.
Jared Goff is absolutely in the conversation through seven games, even though he isn't flashy. But if Kirk Cousins had Goff's numbers, the national media would be gushing.
Yeah, and I think the Lions are also the public darling. Everyone's talking up the Lions. That helps your candidacy with dim-witted media who are going to vote for the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. Now, he needs a 3-touchdown game on Sunday. Let's keep the train moving.
Actually, if like this was college, this is one where I would say, Goff, you need to go pad your stats.
Ooh, we put him back in the game late.
I need five. Yeah, I need five TDs in this game.
Yeah. Be careful. That stuff's got some karma attached to it. You got to be careful with stuff like that. Otherwise, somebody will make sure he's not mobile, Goff. You don't want to do that.
Dude, if you did what you did to the Cowboys, TDs.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Five TDs is nothing. You were running tackle options.
Rico thinks they're playing New Mexico State this weekend. They're playing Tennessee Titans still.
No. Look what you did against the Cowboys. You were running trick plays in the fourth quarter.
Is that Stoney in a Michigan sweatshirt?
It is.
Escort him out of the building now. I don't want to look at that. Kenny,
seen one of our sales staff.
Oh, you didn't go. Oh, you were in meetings. So we had the Michigan State little party on the other side. So, yeah. You had the helmet baseball cap. One of the sales guys had a baseball cap like the helmet. David admired it. He wanted one. Kenny, am I lying? Hey, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Collective IQ at that side of the building. All right, let's touch the table on the world of college football, shall we? Music, please.
So you know what I like to do on Thursdays. I like to go around what's going to happen this weekend and go through some best bets here. Okay. So the first thing I want to do, I want to go through two. I'm not sure what to do. You let me know which one you prefer. We got Nebraska plus 25.5 at Ohio State and the Illini at plus 21.5 at Oregon. We know how good Oregon and Ohio State is, but are Nebraska and Illinois really 20-plus point dogs?
I'd rather get hit by a car than bet either of these games.
Yeah.
But I'll give it. Now, if you're forcing us to pick one, is that how this game works?
For this one, yeah. They will go over some of my other ones.
I would take Oregon.
No, that's not.
I'm going on the other side, the Illinois side or the Nebraska side.
Would you rather 25.5 with Nebraska, 21.5 with Illinois? Rico goes, I'll take Texas. No.
I'll tell you where I was leaning. I was leaning Illinois because they're tougher in the trenches, and they may keep it closer.
And Dan Lanning shuts it down when he's up big. How do you think our ratty-ass team covered? I'll go Illinois.
I would go Nebraska.
Oh.
Because I don't think Ohio State is as good as we think. That I think that Illinois will just score points on their own. I mean, not Illinois. Nebraska will score points on their own. I would take Nebraska.
Will they? They scored 7 last week.
They were shell-shocked.
Okay.
Look, he dressed up as Jason and...
1.5-point favorite hosting 7-0 BYU.
Yes.
You bet. That's it. You got to plug your nose and bet Central Florida.
The bounce house.
Well, here's why. Because you have to look at it. Their quarterback and their running back combined for 350 last week.
Mormons are strange.
While they lost, UCF did lose last week. It was a real close loss. They were 13.5-point dogs against Iowa State and almost won.
Right. I'm just making a point to you.
Yeah, this is one where you've taught me when this line looks that crazy, don't use logic.
You go with
just
the crazy.
Go with the number.
Or you just keep walking down the street.
Yes.
So there's your one.
The crazy.
Go ahead.
Mike, you mentioned Service Academy, so let's do it here.
Mm.
Notre Dame versus Navy and East Rutherford. I am leaning plus 11.5 Navy.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
I mean, obviously, by power rating, Notre Dame's about a 20-point differential. They've covered 4 of the last 5. But this isn't your mommy and daddy's Navy. Do you know offensive efficiency, Rico? Navy ranks top 10 in both rushing and passing. Get on the Horvath train. They run this Delaware wing T offense. They throw it. I got to take the points. I got to take Navy. It's the only good football to be played at MetLife this year. You're taking Notre Dame, aren't you?
They're going to play like a champion.
Play like a champion.
Yeah, do me a favor. Go move to Pyongyang. You're a communist. Get out of here.
Why?
How are you going to root against our best and brightest?
Because I'm Team Marines.
Bunch of spoiled kids who go to Notre Dame. Get the hell out of here.
Unbelievable, Rico.
What?
Mike, let's talk about the game that you love, that
God's
I love.
Team. What?
It is Boston College at Louisville. Boston College plus 7 is what I'm seeing.
Love it. No, I love it. I mean, again, Louisville, their tackling is atrocious. Damian Martinez, every run got extended by about 17 yards. He couldn't tackle.
But that's Martinez, though.
This is Boston College. Can I introduce you to Mr. Robichaud? Come on, man. It's 7.5. You're a Chestnut Hill. Emotional loss last week at home. You got screwed by the refs. You lost a shootout. You got physically battered by Miami. Now you go to Chestnut Hill. Come on. Take 7.5.
No. I'm going Louisville.
We're going head up on this.
We are. I don't see Boston College as just... No.
Okay. You know
it's
what?
Just no. Come
so
on,
what
man.
What are we doing? Lunch? We're going to do a little lunch?
You know what? I'll go for a third one.
Sure. Let's go. Put that on the board, please. I did challenge you yesterday. If you could draw 5 calls on the Pistons, you had lunch tomorrow.
And then there was another bet that we did on one of these games.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
If you don't have the evidence, you can't present it.
Did we put it on the board?
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, this next one here is a simple one.
Yes.
Based off injury, they lost their quarterback.
Washington.
It is Washington plus 7.
How do you do the UW thing?
The UW.
What do they do, like this?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here you go.
Purple rain.
Curtis Rourke is out. The Indiana train of covering every number every week. It's over. UW's the best offense they've faced. UW might be the best team that they have faced. Take the 7. Take UW. That's where I'm at with it.
And for another one, I would also go under 52.5 on that one as well.
How
for that
have you
game.
Not asked about the penultimate game? The game, I mean, come on now.
Which one? Because I was going to go LSU, Texas A&M next.
No. Friday night in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I did not ask about that one because I'm already leaning UNLV.
Boise State laying 3.5 to the go-go offense of the running Rebs. That is your G5, that is your poverty conference showcase. The winner of this goes pole position for the playoff. And may I remind you, people, with UNLV, you get a level of sauce incalculable. This line should be 5. It's only 3.5 because of Brennan Marion. Your offensive coordinator has a neck tat wears a quarter zip with no t-shirt underneath, which is psycho behavior, and has a diamond-encrusted necklace that says go-go. Come on now. It's Ashton Jeanty on one side. It's Tricky Ricky White. It's David DeJesus. It's Haj Malik Williams. Points everywhere. Bet the over.
Yeah, over. I'm seeing it 66.5 right now.
Over.
Woo! Yeah.
Rico.
Over.
Brennan Marion. Let's talk about
what a wild Friday night is going
to
be.
Can we get
be.
Jonathan Smith to wear like a Jesus piece, a Q-zip with no sweatshirt, and get a neck tat of gruff? Brennan Marion. If Lindgren takes a gig, we're hiring this guy.
Okay.
That is sizzle. That is swag.
That is going to be some good college
football.
The only
thing Marion's got to do to go one layer above, he's got to put on the buffs. He puts on the buffs with the neck tat, with the Jesus piece, with the no undershirt quarter zip. Psycho move.
You only get to put on the buffs when you get a turnover and you play for Michigan.
No comment. That is your college football blitz.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.